Hi, welcome to the Freedom from Fibromyalgia Summit. I'm Dr. Roger Murphy, yourfibrodoctor.com. I have Ken Swartz here. Ken is a research scientist, and he's got a fascinating story about this incredible antioxidant preparation or molecule. He'll get into the kind of the nerd talk here in just a minute. But C60 Purple Power, Ken has been on a summit that I did last year previously, and I really was fascinated by the research that went into this product, the thought process, and just the results that they're getting with this really potent antioxidant. And I call it an antioxidant. I think it's really much more than that. So, Ken, thank you so much for being on the summit. I look forward to picking your brain a little bit about C60 Purple Power.
Well, I'm glad to be on, and hopefully I can give some information to help people looking to find solutions.
Well, let's talk a little bit. How did you discover this molecule? How did you get into this? What got you started in developing this product?
Well, I was working on a thing called the metal oxygen fusion reactor. And the thing is that, like, if people that studied this, it's research, right? It was like the late doctor this and the dead professor that. And, you know, I didn't want to end up in that category, especially my crew. You know, they had families. So I went out searching for something that would be a radiation protectant. And I came across this stuff called carbon-60. Its scientific name is Buckminster Fullerene, but everybody calls it C60. You know, that's its nickname. And so I basically, you know, they gave one set of rats the C60, the other set, the control group, didn't get any. They hit them with a fatal dose of radiation. Pretty much all the C60 rats lived, where all the control rats, of course, immediately died. And so when I learned about that, I said, that's the stuff for us. So I ordered a couple of sources, and we were using it during the experiment. And we're all here, by the way, still. The thing is, I kept using it after the experiment, you know, because, like, the brain fog went away, I had a little bit more mental clarity, and, you know, afternoon blahs you get after you eat lunch, you know, you get to go take a nap, that kind of went away, and so I kept taking it. But about 7 months later, I went into my optometrist and the eye doctor, and my druse, or dry macular degeneration, had disappeared. Right. And he was really surprised, because he'd never seen that happen before.
Yeah, that's impressive. You know, in the fibromyalgia community, I remember years ago when I first started treating fibromyalgia patients, there wasn't a lot of studies going on back then. There's still not that many now, unfortunately. But they did a study on Juice Plus. And you know, it's an antioxidant. You know, it's these antioxidants. And I remember thinking, seriously, they're going to do a study on Juice Plus, which is, to me, not to step on anybody's toes that takes Juice Plus. I mean, it's fine, but, you know, we got so many other things that are much more sophisticated, antioxidants, CoQ10, alpha-gluic acid, things that I had relied on. But you know what? They got some really good results. And that led to this connection that antioxidants, which we'd already known, were really helpful in reducing inflammation and pain. And we saw that, and we see that now. I mean, there's studies, numerous studies, that say that antioxidants can be incredibly helpful for fibromyalgia, and particularly reducing inflammation, pain, and helping with mental clarity issues.
Yeah, and so C60 is one of those. Basically, it's a little soccer ball shaped molecule. Let me adjust that. Seems like let me make sure everything's here. Oh, there we go. Didn't have my green screen clicker on, because so it's a little soccer ball shaped molecule, 60 atoms, and. It was discovered in 1985. It solved a long-standing mystery in astronomy. But they got a Nobel Prize in 1996 in chemistry. It was really hard to make. It's still more expensive by weight than gold. So finally they had enough to make it in the early 2000s. And they did test one of them is the famous Botry study. And that was like a life cycle of Worcester rats. And they found that it increased lifespan 90% over controls.
Wow.
Which was pretty surprising. And then since then, there's been lots of, obviously I talked about the radiation study, but there's a whole bunch of other studies, animal studies, and we can post human-based studies on our website, which is shopc60.com. But there's also another website called whatisc60.org, and that's actually sponsored by a bunch of C60 companies, and kind of like an industry where you can see the animal and the human and other studies, and kind of like, and understand, because like C60 is only effective as a dissolved molecule. It has no use as a particles, little nanoparticles or anything. It doesn't have, it has no health efficacy. So you have to make sure you get the right type of C60 for it to be effective.
So as I mentioned, I've recommended my patients take CoQ10. It's in one of the formulas that I've prepared called the Fibro formula. Any antioxidant really, but vitamin C, vitamin E. I mean, there's multiple antioxidants out there. How does C60 compare to, say, something like CoQ10 or alpha-lipoic acid, some of these heavy-duty antioxidants that are out there?
Well, C60 is very specific. It's described as an SOD catalase mimic. And there's basically four big endogenous antioxidants in your cells. Okay, CoQ10, we can supplement for that. And then there's, of course, glutathione. And there used to be difficulties, but now they have some liposomal type glutathione that will get through your digestive tract and can be absorbed. And so you can do supplements for that. And then the other two are SOD and catalase. And there is no substitute for SOD and catalase. And, right. And especially in mitochondria function, SOD is so super important. And you know, people could do precursors, but you know, it wasn't very effective and it took a long time to do it. But C60 is an SOD mimic. And SOD is superoxide dismutase, and it deals with the superoxide, the most damaging oxidative radical in the body. And your mitochondria, the little furnaces that make your ATP, have a lot of it. And so, but it's kind of unique because usually if you have a superoxide produced in the mitochondria, you'll have SOD, superoxide dismutase, will turn that into hydrogen peroxide. And then catalase is another antioxidant in your system, will turn that hydrogen peroxide into a water and an oxygen molecule, and that kind of completes the cycle. And then, of course, SOD and catalase have to be, you have to have an enzyme and some ATP to reset them so that they can do it again, where C60 doesn't need that. What C60 does, C60 is unique in all the molecules in that it gets a slightly positive charge by releasing an electron into the environment, getting a little chemistry out of here, but by actually pulling a hydrogen ion and storing it inside of its cage-like structure. That's unique. No other molecule really does that. And so like when an SOD is negatively charged and it's attracted to the positively charged C60 and it'll stick to it. And what happens is C60 just steals that electron, gives it to one of the hydrogen ions, which turns to hydrogen gas, and just releases it back to being regular oxygen, which can go back to the Krebs cycle. And so that allows C60 to reset itself again and again and again without using burdening the body chemistry, like using an ATP and an enzyme. So it does it all its own, and which makes it, that's why it's characterized as several times more powerful than conventional antioxidants.
We know with fibromyalgia, they have often have less mitochondria, and the mitochondria that they have are dysfunctional. They're not working correctly. Then we also have this paradigm that we've shared numerous interviews about, the cell danger theory, the survival paradox, where the mitochondria become overwhelmed and they shut down from what they perceive as a threat, and they can stay in that shutdown position. But one of the things that really helps to turn that back around are antioxidants, in particular mentioned glutathione. But what you're saying with Purple C60 is it's really a more effective way, or could be a more effective way from what you're sharing with us, to help with that process.
Yes. And one of the things C60 does, it also neutralizes the hydroxyl ion. And that's basically a water molecule missing its proton. It's got a free electron there that likes to tear stuff up. And C60 will neutralize that back into water. And that's the only two oxidative radicals carbon-60 works with. It doesn't interfere with like nitrogen oxide or hydrogen peroxide or some based around sulfur and iron zinc, which your body uses as signaling molecules. Yeah. And that's really important because they've done meta studies of like vitamin E and vitamin C, and they found that they do not increase athletic performance, because when you take too much vitamin E and vitamin C, then it starts interfering with the body's signaling molecules, which then you start getting negative feedback effects. But because C60 is selective, it only deals with the two most damaging oxidative radicals in the body, the superoxide and the hydroxyl ion, and the body does not use those as signaling molecules. They're too damaging. So C60 is actually the only antioxidant known to increase athletic performance.
Prior to hitting the record button, we were talking, just chit-chatting a little bit, and you share with me this idea about your perception of fibromyalgia, which is very common. Is that it's a buildup of toxins in someone's life whether we call that a cup or a bucket or whatever, barrel, whatever we do. And eventually those toxins, whatever they are, they can be environmental toxins, they can be mold toxins, they can be stress toxins, mental, physical stress, whatever it is. But something comes along and eventually these toxins spill over. And when they do, that's where you start developing all these symptoms. And then the goal really is to try to figure out how to get some more space in your cup or your barrel so that you have a buffer to where it's not spilling over and creating these symptoms. And you shared that you feel like that C60 is a way to be able to do that because it can counter that.
Yeah, and a lot of the toxins, like I go back to continuing the story, like the very, probably the most famous and pretty much the first study that really looked at that, that was the Botry study. And you can go to whatisc60.org and you can see it there. But basically, they found that C60, you know, here's a mysterious molecule found in outer space and in nature, like the burnt wick of a candle, is like 0.25% C60. So it's around. But they basically, you know, is it toxic? Is it not? They give it to test animals, Worcester rats, and it increased their lifespan by 90%. But it took about 5.5 years, which is a long time. In fact, the last few C60 rats kind of had a bad accident. So they could publish the study. But during that 5 years, they did other studies about C60. And one of them that's included in the paper is a study about liver damage and carbon tetrachloride. And if your people out listening out there, carbon tetrachloride, it's a carbon with 4 chlorine atoms on it. It was used in the dry cleaning industry for many years, and it's extremely toxic. And now it's like a legacy toxin in the environment.
Yeah.
I think they banned it. But so they gave the test. They gave one set of rats, the C60 rats got, you know, they got their C60 and the control rats didn't. Then they gave them like a really toxic level of carbon tetrachloride. And the livers of the C60 rats were fine, whereas the livers, the control group, were pretty damaged. So, and that's the case. So if you're, you know, your liver processing a lot of toxins, and those toxins break down, you know, superoxide and hydroxyl ions are commonly produced in the breakdown of toxic substances, and C60 neutralizes them before they can cause damage. And that allows the body to process those toxins without damage.
Unfortunately, it's very common to see that my patients have elevated liver enzymes, either from a fatty liver or from, you know, probably due to medications that they're taking. And, you know, with the right antioxidants, we can turn that around. So what you're saying that C60 is a way to help with some of these conditions, that if you've got a chemical sensitivity, things that you know, smells, odors that you breathe in, that's a chemical. Or if you take something that's supposed to put you asleep and it wakes you up. Yeah. But if you know you're one of these people that's has a chemical sensitivity, one of the ways to counter that is to help the liver be more effective, to take the burden off the liver. And C60 is a means to be able to do that.
Yes, and as C60 stays somewhere between 4 to 10 days in the body, it's a half-life before it goes out. And on the way out, it either goes out to the kidneys or through the liver. So there's always a generous amount of C60 in the liver to help deal with toxins. And we've had people with improved kidney function and liver function after taking C60. You know, they had like one guy had a genetic condition supposedly and made his liver not function. But after taking C60, his genetic condition went away. And we had another lady, she had like 30% loss of kidney function. And a nephrologist said, oh no, it's never coming back. But after taking C60 for several months, she had 100% kidney function. So a lot of those things that they claim are incurable or can't be fixed or genetic really aren't. It's something more is going on.
So since C60 affects the mitochondria, the power plant of the cells, we know that it can generate energy. You know, they can help get some of that energy that's missing in these folks. Can you talk a little bit about that process, just what you've seen with some of your clients, seeing that their energy's kind of rebounded as they started to taking this product?
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing that your people notice when they take C60, and usually within a week. You know, we recommend people go through a whole bottle. It takes a month to go through it. But like usually within the first week, and one of the noticeable, that kind of mental clarity comes back, and also the brain fog kind of goes away. That's the first thing people notice. And then a lot of other people notice, some people take it and they have an incurable thing to go like clean the house. And that the motivation comes back. And part of that is the return of the dopamine production. Because, you know, typically our body's set up like if we have acute inflammation, right? You know, the let's say you twist your ankle, right? It swells up, you get all the redness and all the pain, but also one of the things the body does, it suppresses dopamine production, which is the motivation molecule, gets you out of the bed in the morning, because it does, the body doesn't want you running around on that ankle, you know, and causing more damage. And that's just a natural and a good process. But when you got chronic inflammation, then that becomes a problem, because, you know, you need to have that motivation to do everyday things. And so that's one of the other things that people notice with C60. It usually takes a couple of weeks, is that motivation level comes back up. And they start doing, you know, maybe a lot of them clean the house or the garage, or start doing hobbies and other things, maybe exercise routines they just haven't done in months, because the dopamine levels rise, and now that's the motivation molecule, and you kind of resume having a life.
And it's very common to see that dopamine is low in fibromyalgia, and that comes from years of poor sleep, getting run down, sometimes from taking medications and some of the side effects of those medications, but just having an illness that people don't understand. So anything you can do that can generate, get that dopamine level up, which is our feel good, drive, ambition, zip, pain blockers you mentioned. We certainly have antidepressants out there that can help with that, but the antidepressants are like a gasoline additive. They don't make dopamine, and they have potential side effects. Ironically, some antidepressants can cause anxiety and depression. They also can cause diffuse achy pain and brain fog and poor sleep and many of the symptoms that we see in fibromyalgia. So, you know, if you've got an option like something like C60 that's all natural, it's certainly worth a look at to see if you can benefit from it. And it's not an end-all be-all. We talked about this previously in our interview, but it's a piece of the puzzle that can really generate some reduction in some of the symptoms and help you get on the right track so that you can make some other steps that would help you in your, you know, in your quest to feel good.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit. One of the things that C60 does, of course, it restores mitochondrial function. And, you know, mitochondria make ATP, which is the energy molecule cell. It's like 95% of cellular metabolism is based on that. And it also, mitochondria make precursors for RNA and DNA synthesis, which is very important for building proteins and repairing, you know, the DNA and such. But also mitochondria make pregnenolone, which is the precursor molecule for all the hormones.
Yeah.
So that's another, I guess you'd call, side effect of C60, is when you take it, your hormone levels will rise, but all across the board. So you get, you know, more melatonin, you get better sleep, you get more human growth hormone, and all the other master hormones in the pituitary hypothalamus complex. And then also in your adrenals, you know, they produce three types of, which is here a counterindication here, I bring up. You got glucocorticoids, which help regulate the blood, but you also have mineral corticoids. And this is one of the things we found with C60, with C60 restarts mineral corticoid production in the adrenals. And so if you're on a blood thinner, you know, the underlying cause of your blood being, quote, thick goes away. And if you're on a blood thinner, then your blood could become too thin because the underlying problem went away. So if you are on a blood thinner and you want to use C60, you need to consult with your doctor and just probably get more testing done. And to a certain extent, it also, when the androgens return, it can have effects, and the androgens are converted into testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, whatever it is that that, you know, happens. And so, like, typical case, we have a 70-year-old guy. He's got testosterone at 350, which is kind of low. So the doctor puts him on creams. He's in the low 700s, and then he takes C60 and he goes into his into the doctor for his, you know, biannual testing, and his testosterone levels are 1200. So the doctor takes him off the cream. So that's another thing. C60 kind of just, but it raises hormone levels uniformly across the body. It's not like hormone replacement therapy. So If you are on one of those things, you might just want to do a little extra testing, because the underlying problem could go away with C60. And so you just need to be aware that can happen.
Several interviews, we've shared the fact that with fibromyalgia, they have a dysfunction of the HPA axis, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal. And this is exactly what you're talking about. I see across the board that they're low in DHEA, and the precursor of that is pregnenolone. But we see the DHEA is low, cortisol levels, which are, you know, give us that ability to handle stress, the stamina, resiliency to stress, is low. And because of that, these folks are, they're vulnerable to what we call fibro flares, where they do have a day. If they have a day where they feel good, they clean the house or do something that they normally can't do, then they have a fibro flare. They're in bed for 2 or 3 days because they haven't built up that stamina. What builds up that stamina are some of the hormones you actually just mentioned.
Yeah, and also, C60 is known in the athletic world. We it's like the only antioxidant which can increase athletic performance. And so things like DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, that people get, because when your mitochondria, you're super exercising, your mitochondria are just producing ATP, and they're also spewing out superoxides, hydroxyl ions, and other things. And so if your C60 is in there, it can neutralize those before they cause damage. So, you know, instead of having, you know, DOMS is 2 days after exercise, you feel that soreness. And so people that take C60, they notice, you know, and there's also right after exercise. So instead of waiting 4 hours for recovery, you know, you recover in an hour. And then if you're an athlete that works out, that gives you a whole lot more hours back into your day that you don't usually have.
Well, tell me a little bit about how C60, what role it plays in the immune system, because that's big.
Yeah. Okay, in human, on our website, we can post human testing studies, and one of them, of course, is a study on human. Obviously, you can't experiment on people; that's a little unethical. But in certain levels, but they can do it on cells in vitro in the test tube, basically. And one of them was the mast cells that released the histamines, which caused the whole allergic reaction. They found that C60 would moderate the release of histamines from mast cells in human mast cells in. And then, and a lot of people to take C60, they notice their allergies levels go way down. They're not gone. They're just a lot less, much lower. And that actually went to an animal study where they had animals that would go into aphylactic shock when exposed to some substance. And the animals that got the C60 didn't go into aphylactic shock when they were exposed to the toxin. So that's, and they're not really sure exactly what's going on in the metabolism of the cell. One of the things is, you know, if these immune cells have malfunctioning mitochondria, they may have dysregulation in their actions. And so maybe just because one of the things C60 does, it basically drives things toward homeostasis. That's it's basically, it just makes, it lifts the oxygen, it doesn't cure or prevent disease. It lifts the oxidative burden the cells are under. And once the oxidative burden is gone, then the cells can operate more efficiently the way they kind of were meant to be.
Well, you mentioned allergies, so that's a biggie. So some folks have a thing called mast cell activation syndrome, and we've had some presentations in the summit about that, something that's generating this histamine reaction, which, you know, an overabundance of histamine can create pain, it can create anxiety and depression, and certainly can create allergic reactions, whether that's wheezing or something in your gut or a migraine headache. So this is an opportunity to use something that's natural rather than a prescription that can really help to tone down that histamine reaction.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it. And one of the other things people notice that we've had a lot of people with gut issues, you know, I don't know what they call it, Crohn's, leaky gut. There's like, you know, a dozen descriptions of it. But people take C60, they have a lot of gut repair health. And we think we kind of have a mechanism. I'll kind of describe the mechanism for you. It was actually one of the C60 studies. They had rabbits. They gave rabbits arthritis, and C60 is known as a great anti-inflammatory. So not surprisingly, they injected C60 into the rabbits' joints, and the inflammation went down. But then when they later examined the joints, they found actually that the cartilage had regrown in the joints. And the other first human study was a cream. They put C60 in a cream in Japanese women, and then Japanese, you know, it applied topically on the face, and it reduced lines and wrinkles in Japanese women. And it took a while, but we figured out kind of in the background, what they found is there's a lot of cells in our body. They're called senescent cells or zombie cells. They have damaged DNA, so they can't really function. They can't reproduce, but they don't want to die. They usually goes apoptosis, autophagy will kill them off, and then they're replaced, but they don't. So they go into the fermentation mode. And the way they do that is they basically stop providing antioxidants to the mitochondria, who have to go into the fermentation mode too. And so fermentation mode is like 1/20th as efficient as, you know, oxygen burning, the Krebs cycle, but it also produces, you know, alcohols and other toxins. So those senescent cells start poisoning the cells around them. And what they find is when people take C60, that C60 is uptaken by those senescent cells, and it basically turns on the Krebs cycle in the mitochondria. But also mitochondria will send messages to the nuclear DNA of the cell. And in a senescent cell, they will not get the right message back. And they will actually self-destruct and cause apoptosis of that senescent cell. And so one of the things that we also, mystery, because a lot of people that had taken C60 for a long time, their telomere lengths had significantly increased. it was kind of mysterious what was going on. But what's happening is basically C60 goes in there, it kills off the senescent cells, the zombie cells, and then now your tissue or body doesn't have as many, you know, cells to function. So a message go out, we need more stem cells. And then the stem cells come in and replace those missing cells. And since stem cells have a full set of telomeres, then the average telomere length of your cells increases, and which explains that. And we have, on the Front Range in Colorado, we have a lot of stem cell treatment centers here. And we have some of our customers go in there. Like, we had a 70-year-old guy who goes in after taking C60 for a few months, and, you know, they pull the blood and they come rushing in and said, you've got 20 million stem cells. This is one of the highest counts we've ever seen. And that's, you know, part of 660. We used to have a Russian billionaire, right? He's still around. He used to get 5 or 6 blood draws just to get enough stem cells to do a treatment, but now he just does 1 blood draw. So that's one of the consequences, C60 increasing stem cell levels, which, of course, that explains the Japanese women, because you need more stem cells to keep, you know, the replacement of your skin cells, which if you don't have enough, it causes wrinkling. So if you have stem cells, wrinkling goes away, and that's kind of the whole secret there.
Yeah, and I think in medicine, that's where we're going. Everything's going towards stem cells, whether that's a heart condition, whether that's some type of traumatic accident, injury, you know, sports injury. That's where we're heading. Cancer, we're heading with, you know, stem cell therapy. Telomeres. So the length of telomeres associated with longevity. So folks know what you're with your biochemical research, brain.
Can I go a little language. Science?
Yeah, that's okay. I love to talk it too. I have to be real careful not to go off on that tangent, but the length of the telomere will dictate longevity. So the longer the telomere, the longer you live. And so anything you can do to increase that is it helps your vitality, helps your life.
Yeah, and so especially these are come from, now there's other antioxidants generally slow down telomere shrinkage. And telomeres are just like little DNA, it's like on the end of a rope that prevents it from fraying on your chromosomes. They're just like little threads wrapped around. And if they get too thin, your chromosomes unravel and then the cell is basically non-functional. Yeah. In that sense. And so you want to get rid of cells like that. And they're replaced by stem cells. And when we're younger, that happens faster. But as we get older, it slows down. So anything that can help more stem cells will help that rejuvenation process, which is good.
Are there any C60 knockoffs? I mean, this is an incredible product. There's got to be people out there that are trying to produce something similar. Now, I know the answer to this. But I wanted, to share that because I think, you know, people sometimes will look for another product for whatever reason. I think it's important to point out that there's really only one C60 and for a reason.
Oh, yeah. When the C60 market was small, everybody in it made a quality product for their customers because they and their families used it, right? Then C60 became popular. We got all of these fly-by-nighters jump into the market and it's kind of like the way the CBD market is. But there's basically three things you want to look for in a C60 product. You want to make sure the product is sublimated, or sometimes they call it sublimed. But sublimation is from, if you remember from chemistry class, it's when a solid turns into a gas, then back into a solid. So it's like distillation. It's a way to make a real pure product. And so when they put the C60 in production ashes in the sublimator, heat it up to 400 degrees Celsius, the C60 vaporizes, floats to the other side and condenses. And that's how you get 99.99% or 99.98%. It just makes a very pure quality product. And that's what you want. You want sublimated, sublime, and 99.99%, or really high like that. Unfortunately, a lot of the C60 produced today is produced through solvents, primarily methylbenzene, which is a known carcinogen. It's also known as toluene. Yeah. So they'll dissolve the C60 in toluene, and then they'll basically, they dissolve it, then they purify it, and then they basically boil off the toluene, and then they have to oven bake it again and again and again to get up to, you know, a 99.99% thing. But there's always a little toluene in there. But a lot of guys in the market, they're putting like 99.5% C60 in the product, or 99.9% C60 in the product. You have to read the fine line. Well, that 0.1% or that 0.5%, that's toluene, that's methylbenzene. That's something, you know, is a toxin that you don't want in your thing. And so to avoid that. And then the second thing we want to do is put it into the type of oils. We put our C60 in kind of like the Goldilocks of oils. olive oil, obviously, we all know that, you know, it's Mediterranean diet. But in that fact, when I first got C60 in the research, you know, when I was running the MOXIE fusion reactor, everything was in olive oil, but I'm kind of sensitive. So if I took like an extra dose of, you know, olive oil, like I might have to go visit the bathroom after a while. So I started putting it in avocado oil, which is much more easily digestible. And then also, once I learned my macular degeneration went away, I talked to my electrical engineer on the project, and Gary Rodriguez, and he had developed severe wet macular degeneration. We used to be able to post the pictures. He had like heinous lesions on the inside of his eyeball. Mm. So I made a preparation in MCT coconut oil. And for people listening, MCT means medium chain triglycerides. Yeah. And your liver can turn those into ketones very quickly. And now your cells can use them as a flex fuel, because Rodriguez, type 2 diabetes, that's kind of one of the things that caused the macular degeneration or helped promoted it. And so after taking a tablespoon of MCT oil, of C60 and MCT oil for a year, his wet macular degeneration completely disappeared. Wow. Along with his type 2 diabetes, it went subclinical. He still got to, you know, watch his diet and do all the things, the exercise, the sleep. And that's one thing I want to say too. C60 is not the magic pill. C60 really lifts the oxidative burden your cells are under so that they can do the job. It's like maybe the coolant in your car, right? If your car has got the right coolant, it's going to stay cool. Everything's going to run, but you still got to put the right gas in it. You got to have the engine oil. You got to have all those other things. And so, you know, it's C60 is just one tool in the toolkit for good health, but you have to have all those other tools if you really want to get to that level.
Well, this has really been an interesting conversation. Every time we talk, I always, you know, really learn something new about this product. And I'm a big fan of the product. I've had patients relate to me how much they enjoyed being on it. I like being on the product. I really like it. And I think that anything you can do to help lighten the burden, lighten this toxic load with an antioxidant, and in particular, this antioxidant that covers so many bases, does so many things in a way that's unique to other antioxidants. I think it's certainly worth researching and a look at to see if this could benefit you. I encourage you to check it out.
Yeah, it's just one tool in the toolkit for good health, but yeah, it's an important one. And I'm sure you talk with your listeners and all the other important things people need to do, because fibromyalgia, it's a syndrome, like you said. Yeah. It's not easy. It's, you know, it's not, there's not one cause, there's not one cure. It comes from multiple sources, and that kind of leaves it with multiple things you've got to do to make it become less.
But this is another therapy, another thing that you can add and see if you benefit. And if you do, there's, you know, no side effects to it. So it's something that you can stay on and feel good about. So Ken, thanks so much for sharing. Thanks for developing this product. I think it's an incredibly beneficial product. That's really a unique product, something that came from out of space that we're using here on the planet Earth now to help people with their health. What a story. So thank you so much for being on here and sharing your knowledge.
Okay, glad to be on.